Thank you. Hi, my name is Roseanne, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Mark, for asking me to share for 10 minutes. And Pat, thank you for the honor and the privilege of driving you here. Really, it's a gift. My sobriety date is March 1, 1987. I got, that's 38 years if you're trying to figure it out. I was 29 years old when I got sober. I was a single mom of a 2-year-old son, and I'm now 67, and he's 40, almost 41, and I have another son who's going to be 33 on Friday. And I love alcohol. It was my absolute solution for everything. I only have 10 minutes, so I better make this quick. So I grew up in Lake Tahoe. That's where I graduated from high school. I have 2 older brothers, an older sister, and a younger half-sister. And we moved a lot. That's all I can say, is a lot. I started drinking sometime around 13-ish. And all I can tell you is I loved the way it made me feel. I always felt better than, prettier than. I could say and do things I would not ordinarily say or do. And I moved down to Southern California after I graduated from high school. And I just started drinking every day. And I drank that way for a long time. I believe today that God delivered me to Alcoholics Anonymous, and Alcoholics Anonymous delivered me back to God because of the relationship that I have with him today is unbelievable. I've been sober since the day I got in here. I did not go through a treatment center. I did not go to jail. I did live in a jail behind my eyes, but that was about it. I could not stop drinking. I always said, I can stop anytime I want to, I just don't want to. But every morning I would wake up and I had a hangover. And every morning I would say, I'm never gonna drink again, I'm done. You know, that's it. By the time I got home from work, I'm pouring myself a drink. Oh, wasn't that bad, you know, and start drinking. And I don't know about you guys, but I can never have just one of anything. And so I just would drink and drink, and I got married, and he drank like I drank, and that was really great. And, you know, I did all the incomprehensible, demoralizing things that we do when we be alcoholic, but I don't have to tell them all to you tonight. So I will just leave it that I got myself into a lot of trouble, and I was a daily drinker and couldn't stop. And I really wanted to stop because now my son's 2 years old, and I move out from my husband. And what I find is for the next 3 weeks, I'm going through the same amount of booze. I'm having the same blackouts. I'm throwing up just like I was. It was awful, but I couldn't stop. I didn't know how. I was afraid. I was afraid that I could not sleep at night, that because I'd never tried to go to sleep without alcohol. And so through a series of events, I had known about Alcoholics Anonymous, and I was sitting in my kitchen, and I saw this, it was a weekly newspaper, and there was a hotline, you know, all the hotline numbers, and at the very bottom, it said Alcoholics Anonymous, and I thought, oh, that's right. So I picked up the phone, and I knew they had a meeting on Friday night, and so I said, is that meeting at University in Culver in Irvine, is it still going on? They said, yes, it is. And I said, what time? And they said, 8 p.m. And I said, thank you very much, and I hung up the phone. It did not dawn on me for a minute to ask them if there were any other meetings. I did not know there were 1,000 meetings a week in Orange County. And this was a Sunday. And I remember just saying, God, please, please help me stay sober to Friday. Just get me to Friday. I knew there would be a solution. When I walked up to the meeting, there was a guy standing out there, and he said, "Ha, how are you?" And I burst into tears. And he asked me if I was new. I said, yes. And he said, wait right here. And he went in, and he came back out, and he had 2 women with him. One had 8 years, One had 18 years. And that's where I learned that the women stay with the women, the men stay with the men. And this one gal, she asked me, do you have a sponsor? And I said, what is a sponsor? I didn't even understand what it was. And she said, there's a pamphlet. You guys don't really have it, but I hope you get it. It's called Questions and Answers on Sponsorship. She said, I suggest you read that from cover to cover. And she said, to get a sponsor, she said what she had done was she made sure that her sponsor had at least 1 year of sobriety and had worked all 12 steps. And to remember that a sponsor is not a god to the program, they are a guide to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. They guide you through the steps, they guide you through the traditions, they introduce you to the meetings they go to, they share with you what they've gone through. They're not your bank, they're not your mother, they're not your babysitter, you know, they are another woman alcoholic. And so I turned to her and said, how long have you been sober? And she said, 8.5 years. So I asked her, have you ever worked the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous? And she assured me that she had, so I asked her to be my sponsor. She didn't tell me to call her every day. And whenever I spoke to her, it was always a suggestion. She never told me to do anything. It was my choice always. And I had a problem with one day at a time. I just couldn't get it. I knew you guys really meant staying sober the entire rest of my life. I couldn't believe that, like, really? So I called her up one night, and I had the obsession to drink for a while. And I called her up and I said, I really want a drink. She said, did you drink today yet? And I said, no. She said, do you think you cannot drink between now and the time you go to bed? I go, yeah, I can do that. She goes, okay, tomorrow you can drink, but you have to call me first and you have to talk to me. You can't leave a message for me. You have to talk to me. Once you talk to me, if you want to drink, you can drink. Okay, so I did. Next day I called her up. She said, did you drink today? I said, no. She goes, do you think you cannot drink between now and the time you go to bed? Yeah, I can do that. She goes, great, tomorrow you can drink, but you have to call me first. This went on for days, you guys. I finally got it. Oh, it's one day at a time. Another thing that had happened was at about 60 days sober, my estranged husband called me and he said, Roseanne, there's no way you're an alcoholic. How can you be an alcoholic? And this is 11 o'clock at night now. And so I'm thinking, you know, maybe he's right. I mean, there's a possibility I'm not an alcoholic. He said, look, you've been able to not drink all this time. How could you be an alcoholic? So I didn't want to call my sponsor. Like, it's too late. I'm ready to drink. It's too late. And but I remembered that she told me she had a bell on her phone that she would turn off if she was sleeping, and to always have a phone list, because if she's not available, that meant that God wanted me to talk to somebody else, and God would make sure he put somebody there for me. I went, okay. So I did this really stupid thing. I picked up the phone, 5,000-pound phone, and I called my mom. Didn't call my sponsor, I called my mom. My mom knew nothing about any 12-step program, but she said the best thing she's ever said to me in my life. Because I'm telling her, Mom, I don't know if I'm an alcoholic. She goes, Roseanne, isn't there someone you're supposed to call? I go, okay, yeah, bye. Hang up the phone. Now it's even later. Now I'm freaking out more. So I pick up the phone. Now it's 10,000 pounds. And I dial her number. And she answers. And I tell her, you know, I don't know if I'm an alcoholic. And I told her everything he said to me. And she said, you know, Roseanne, maybe you're not. In fact, why don't you go out and do some controlled drinking right now? It's better. She goes, how much time do you have? And I told her like 60 days or whatever it was. She said, it's better for me if somebody I sponsor goes out with just a little bit of time instead of waiting until you have a whole year and then you go out. Just go out now, because now's the time to test it. And I'm thinking, are you nuts? And then she starts reminding me of everything that I shared with her in the previous 60 days, by the end of the conversation, I'm screaming in the phone, I'm an alcoholic. And I've never doubted it since, you know. I still do the same things that I did in the very beginning. I still have a sponsor. I still go to meetings. I still sponsor women because you have to give it away to keep it. And I don't have time to tell this one little story, but the only other thing that I will share is that I learned here that everything that I experience is a lesson or a gift. That's the way I choose to look at it. Otherwise, I become a victim. If I become a victim, then it's pour me, pour me, pour me another drink. So I got to look at what I can learn from it or what gift I'm going to get from it. And there's a saying I always love to end with, and it goes like this. If you meet a man and he's hungry, give him a fish and he can eat for one day. But if you teach him how to fish, he can eat for the rest of his life. That is what Alcoholics Anonymous has done for me. Thank you.